live local high school basketball is on Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Our high school hoops coverage is brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, The Protection Center, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, American Title Company, The Collector Zone, County National Bank, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Seymour Ford Lincoln, White's Restaurant and Catering, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. Now, here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live on the pregame here for another high school basketball tilt. The Michigan Center Cardinals hosting the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks here in the Ray Haynes Gymnasium. And another test for the undefeated Michigan Center Cardinals, another conference foe. Vandercook Lake has been kind of an up-and-down team. I mean, they started out the year 5-1. Since then, they've been 3-4 and kind of up-and-down, where it's been kind of a win-lose, win-lose, win-lose. So right now, the pattern would be to lose. They're coming off a loss to Napoleon, 80-63. So we'll see the Cardinals looking to get their victory going on. Again, they're 13-0. Season-long winning streak for them, and you know what, they come off a big win at Manchester, 76-34, so they're not just beating people, they're dominating people right now, and that's a good sign for the Cardinals.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Steve. Here in the heart of Cardinal country, the Michigan Center faithful starting to pour in slowly but surely, but we are having ourselves a fantastic night here and very excited for this tilt. This is what some people might call a trap game for the Cardinals. With a Vandercook Lake team who is streaky at best. They are up and down, left, right, and sideways. And as we get a visit here from Michigan Center Superintendent Scott Koziel stopping by. And
in a suit tonight.
In a suit tonight and a full beard, which is something that I still quite have not gotten used to yet out of Mr. Koziel. But a good night nonetheless for Michigan Center. They've got to stay consistent. Vandercook is a team that's a lot like the Cardinals. They run a lot. They're lean. They try to shoot the lights out, and they are a track meet. And that's probably the best way to describe it. Steve, you're going to have your hands full with a little bit of play-by-play tonight.
Yeah,
with all the back and forth.
We got a pregame warning. Say, hey, take a breath now because you might not get a chance during the game. If you'd like to win, we got our last couple pair of tickets to the Pistons and the Spurs.
Antonio Spurs.
At the Palace on Friday, if you'd like to win a pair, comment on our Facebook Live video, and we'll get those taken care of, and you'll have a chance to pick those up and go to the game on Friday night at the Palace. Final chance to see the Spurs at the Palace.
That's right. Yeah, they before the Pistons head to Little Caesars Arena downtown, back where they belong.
Well, Jason, why don't we go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and hopefully have some starting lineups for you, and we'll set things up for this game. Again, Michigan Center Cardinals undefeated at 13-0, hosting the 8-5 Vandercook Lake Jayhawks on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and listen online live at WKHM.com.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com, your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Michigan Center Schools, where success begins.
Through Michigan Center's Middle College and the Jackson Area College and Career Connection, also known as JAC3, our students have had the opportunity to make schoolwork truly count towards not only a high school diploma, but also an associate's degree from Jackson College and a guaranteed position at a local manufacturer. In this program, we are able to gain a true understanding of the skills needed to be successful in life.
In an effort to help our students be prepared for opportunities such as the JAC3 program and to be productive employees for our local businesses, Michigan Center has placed an emphasis on the development of the high priority soft skills identified by our local employers. Whether it is through the Nurtured Heart approach that helps to build personal accountability or the specific lessons our teachers use in the classroom to emphasize the importance of soft skills, Michigan Center is committed to supporting our young people as they develop the life skills needed to be successful.
One of your connected community schools, Michigan Center Schools.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street, in the old Jacobson store for the home.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
7 o'clock on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, and we are at Michigan Center High School, the Cardinals and the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. And Jason, why don't we get into the starting lineups?
Yeah, let's get into those starting lineups, and we'll start off with the visitors, the 8-5 Vandercook Lake Jayhawks under head coach Ryan Zyla. They will go with their usual suspects, the three seniors up in the backcourt, I should say, Chase Pierce, L.J. Harris, Malik Jackson. It's an all-senior lineup as well with the forwards in Zach Keyes and Drew Hargett. On the flip side of that, for the undefeated Michigan Center Cardinals, who come into this one 13-0, they also will go with their usual suspects, the senior guards Austin McKenzie and Kylan Brown, and up front they will have junior Jake Nichols, seniors Brett Haynes, and the big man in the middle, Connor Pelham.
Yeah, a couple comments on Vandercook Lake. You know, Malik Jackson's a player who I like, very active, quick guy. He's got some length, and he does a nice job for Vandercook Lake. And Zach Keyes, we've seen him go off for big games. Definitely a shooter, somebody the Cardinals are going to have to keep an eye on. Meanwhile, Michigan Center, I don't know who you try to stop. They got four guys in the starting lineup who average in double digits. Scoring-wise, Kylan Brown, the All-State honorable mention from a year ago, probably the top guy. But again, his numbers don't skew far ahead of everyone else. They really do just kind of share the ball really well.
Yeah, that's a good conversation we had with Coach Haynes. Was we were kind of talking strategy and things like that, and he said, "How do you guys beat us? What would you do to beat us?" we both kind of sat there for a minute, and we had our own strategies, and you stop Kylan Brown. Yeah, okay, but we also have four other shooters who can get the job done. It's like, okay, yeah, so that doesn't work. So it's a good question of how do you stop Michigan Center. I mean, all five of their starting lineup can easily score in double figures. Kylan Brown has done a much better job this year with shot selection. So his numbers haven't dipped, even though he's taking fewer shots. And he's been really a good court general along with Austin McKenzie.
Yeah, 14.1 on the year for Kylan Brown, 11.7 for McKenzie. Brown averages 5.3 assists, McKenzie 4.3, and Brown gets about 3.7 rebounds, which actually tied for second on the team. But again, these guys crash the boards, all five of them that are on the floor at any time, and just impressive to watch, fun to watch. And Vandercook Lake, again, these are two teams that go deep into the bench. They play a lot of guys, and they play a high pace. So, you know, maybe Vandercook Lake can do a couple things to get Michigan Center out of their comfort zone. I'm looking down the floor right now, and I see senior Austin Hinkle not in uniform, so that takes a little bit of size away from the Cardinals as Hinkle's up there about probably 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah, and Hinkle's usually one of their first big men off the bench. He's not their sixth man. That accolade, I guess, belongs to Andrew Torty, their senior guard, who kind of comes in as that sixth man. But Hinkle gets significant minutes when giving Connor Pelham a rest or if he gets into foul trouble, so that's going to be a big loss in some big key minutes for Michigan Center.
Yeah, stay tuned following the game. Our post-game report will include a Jackson Area Subway player of the game. No idea who it'll be tonight. pretty excited to find out. I'd say you always have to keep an eye on Kylan Brown. He's always a danger to be the player of the game. We had Brian Williams either player of the game or close to that at one point.
Absolutely.
Because that, you know, he's a big guy who goes out there and shoots the lights out. Meanwhile, for Vander Cook Lake, Malik Jackson and Zach Keys, a couple guys I spotlighted. And then they've got some other guys who are certainly ready to contribute over those starting lineups.
Definitely don't want to sleep on LJ Harris for sure.
Yeah, so a lot of good athletes on the floor tonight. We're excited to get high school basketball going live here at WKHM, WKHM.com. And again, go to our Facebook page. We posted our pregame Facebook Live video. And if you are one of the first two people to comment, you win a pair of tickets to see the Pistons and the Spurs this Friday at the Palace of Auburn Hills. So we're glad to give those away. And thanks again to the Pistons organization for setting us up with those.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and take a 3-minute break. And when we come back, opening tip-off on WKHM, WKHM.com, Cardinals and the Jayhawks.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Larry Mazarek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazarek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live at Michigan Center High School, the Ray Haynes Gymnasium. And all the best people in attendance tonight, former head basketball coach Jim Anderson, Wall of Fame member here.
That's right.
I was out in the lobby pregame as I was picking up my my usual bag of caramel corn.
Yes.
And I was looking, viewing over the Wall of Fame. I mean, they haven't saved me a spot on there, I noticed.
And me either. That's okay, though.
I did try to beat my own record for eating an entire bag of caramel corn.
Yeah. I don't think they give you a Wall of Fame spot for that, though.
You don't think so?
No. I think you would have had one by now if that was the case.
Yeah.
At least this season.
Yes.
Best caramel corn in the business.
Right here at Michigan
corn,
Center.
Best corn in the county.
That's right.
Yeah, we're here on the broadcast for Lumen Christi Catholic High School, Seymour Ford, Lincoln, the Protection Center, American Title Company, County National Bank, White's Restaurant Catering.
Best fish in the business.
Ready to give a lot of best of awards tonight.
That's right. I'm in a good mood. I've been doing nothing but sleeping all day fighting off this cold. I'm ready.
Well, they're ready to rock out here in just a moment. Little hype game out on the floor. Jayhawks are ready. Cardinals are ready, and they'll head to center court. Malik Jackson will take his position in the center circle for the opening tip. And Connor Pelham will join him there for the Cardinals. 8 minutes on the clock. The officials out there ready to get this jump ball up. And there's a toss and the tip. And Kylan Brown's got it for Michigan Center, and they trigger the offense with Brett Haynes at the top of the key. Takes a step inside the arc, now kicks off to McKenzie. McKenzie dribbles, hands to Brown. Brown gets the drive going into the low block area. Double clutch. Shot goes up. He missed it, but he will get the trip to the free throw stripe. Kylan Brown aggressive on the penetration in the early going, and he'll set up to at the free throw line for a pair.
And that foul on Zach Keys, his first, team's first.
And Kylan Brown good for his first free throw attempt. Couple inches under 6 foot, lefty. Quick.
Got to respect the lefties.
Second free throw is through, and the Cardinals up 2-0. Zach Keys takes the inbound as the Cardinals set up in a three-quarter court trap. Keys breaks the trap to Harge. Harge to Malik Jackson looking to drive from the outside, and he took an extra step on the takeoff.
Something
not
we've seen
an
called,
uncommon call.
Something we've seen called very consistently all year long by the officiating staff.
Jayhawks set up in a full-court pressure trap here. Kylan Brown dribbling up against the trap, finds McKenzie streaking, and they'll get a fast break out of it. Pass down to Nichols, can't handle it, and Hargett comes up with the loose ball. Chase Pierce going to Hargett at the top of the key, just inside the arc. Missed the long deuce shot.
Ooh.
And Haynes goes down hard, and he's slow to get up. We'll get an official timeout here on the floor.
He hit hard right on his tailbone there, and we'll get the training staff to come out and take a look.
Is that the coccyx?
Tailbone. Yep. The trainer's right there if you want to ask her. I don't know.
We'll get her. We'll see if we can get her on later and see if that's what it is. But that's what it looked like to me. Very slow to get up and looked in pain.
Yeah, he hit the ground pretty hard. Didn't really get a chance to brace himself, and he's going to make his way out of the game. And that'll prompt Brian Williams to check in.
If you've ever fallen like that, it
hurts.
Painful. Yeah.
It hurts.
And it's not one that you can just kind of... It goes away. Like, you walk wrong, you sit wrong, you tweak it pretty easily. Michigan Center back at it. Back in action as Brett Haynes goes to the locker room. Kylan Brown will dribble over midcourt. Attack in the basket again. Drops it off for Nichols. Takes a move in off the glass. No good. Hargett, strong rebound down low. And Vandercook out of the break. Malik Jackson up ahead of everyone. Nice crossover. Finish with the left. Miss. Rebound at McKenzie. And the Cardinals right back the other way. Kenzie setting up into the corner. Williams was open, didn't take the shot. Nichols at the top, now back in the corner. Williams again feeding Pelham at the top. He'll take a long deuce and knock it down. And 4-0, the Cardinals get ahead here. Vandercook playing well in the early going, shooting poorly.
And there you see that balanced offense from Michigan Center. Every single one of their starting five can shoot.
Lake Jackson attacking again, gets deep, knocked away by McKenzie. Loose ball comes out, though, and Harris has got it. Drives into the paint. Floater is through. Vandercook's on the board. 4-2, they trail, but right up the floor. Quickly, the Cardinals. Connor Pelham.
Don't blink.
The layup.
You can't relax on this center team. They will burn you.
A secondary break is dangerous. Seckey's over the midline. Sets up Harris. Deep three. Now a crossover dribble into the paint. And Vandercook attacking the basket early. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Pelham. Michigan Center gets the stop. But Keys with the steal, and he'll take a triple. In and out. Long rebound back to Harris. And he'll drive in. Shot blocked out of bounds. And Vandercook ball.
Good job there by Kylan Brown and Connor Pelham to stay back. Basically a 3-on-2 the entire possession there.
Zach Keys on the inbound hits the three. We've seen him get hot from outside. Nice shooter for Vandercook Lake. It's a 6-5 score. Cardinals lead by one. on the break now, down to the baseline. That is Nichols, who dribbles back out behind the arc to Kylan Brown at the top of the key. Crossover dribble. Knock away. Nichols gets it. Now McKenzie from the top for the three. Missed it.
Stolen by Kylan Brown.
Now he'll drive baseline. Drops it off for Nichols. Nichols will get it back out to Williams. He'll take a deep triple. Long rebound off the back rim. Chase Pierce chased it down, but he left it there for center. The Cardinals will reset. Now a long three for McKenzie is through. 9-5 the score, 4:53 to go first quarter. Cardinals set up in that half-court trap. Malik Jackson over. He's trapped now. And we'll get a timeout from the Vandercook bench. And we'll take a quick 30-second break. 9-5 Cardinals lead on WKHM.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
9-5, Cardinals in front. Vandercook with the ball. 4:45 to go first quarter. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith of Michigan Center High School. LJ Harris with the ball moving up toward the left wing. Steal attempt by Pelham. Doesn't get it. McKenzie nearly comes from behind and steals it. Knocks it out of bounds. Last touch, Cardinals. Nice move by Austin McKenzie to almost come away with that steal.
A little bit of frustration starting to set in by Vandercook.
Harris dribbling up to the arc. Now he'll get to Malik Jackson. Jackson's been very aggressive on the drive. He does it again. Double clutch. Partially blocked by Williams. Rebounded by Kylan Brown. Cardinals get the stop up the sideline into the corner. McKenzie back out to Williams. Williams will reset at the top with Brown. He dribbles over to the right wing. And the Cardinals go into motion. Gets a screen from Pelham. Doesn't use it. Instead, Pelham sets up for a long deuce. Missed it. Long rebound. He gets his own board. And we'll get some contact on the carom. That's going to go against Vandercook Lake into the game now for the Jayhawks, Darren Weber. And he'll get the foul.
And that's his first team second.
And he'll grab his second foul real quick as they drop it into Connor Pelham on the low block on the inbound. And he goes straight up strong.
And that foul again on Darren Weber.
Not much you could do. Connor Pelham was deep on the block. He'll take the free throw and miss the first. 4:05 on our first quarter clock. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Drew Hargett checking back into the game.
And Pelham will hit the second free throw. 10-5. Cardinals double up the Jayhawks. Zach Keyes takes the inbound to Hargett. Now Malik Jackson, and he goes on the drive attempt again. Nice jump stop, double clutch, in and out. Malik Jackson's gotten deep in the lane three or four times, just unable to finish so far. Kylan Brown showing you how to double clutch. Beautiful move as he splits two defenders. And Kylan Brown races back down the floor and gets the steal.
Impressive steal there. And he took a clothesline for his efforts.
McKenzie drives. Pass is stolen by Hargett. Up the floor to Malik Jackson. Knock away. And that's going to be last touch against the Cardinals. Kylan Brown with the layup on one end. Races back up the floor fast enough to be almost all the way down to the other basket to get the steal.
Andrew Torti checking in for Austin McKenzie for Michigan Center.
Chase Pierce inbound from the baseline. Goes in deep to Malik Jackson. Jackson going one-on-one with Nichols. Dribbles to the left into the corner. Keys open. Now out to Hargett. Hargett will get to the top and LJ Harris. Harris into the corner. Chase Pierce open. Look for three. Shot comes off and rebounded by Brown. Talent will trigger the offense for the Cardinals up to the left wing. Now dribbles to the middle. Pull up triple. And he hit it. Nope. They call it a long two. Foot on the line. 14-5, though, the Cardinal advantage up to 9. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Harris breaks the trap, loses the dribble, and there's Torti with the ball. Up the floor to Nichols, and Zach Keys on a steal attempt, and he's getting whistled for a reach-in. Be the fourth team foul against Vandercook. Zero team fouls up to this point against Michigan Center.
Yeah, Michigan Center usually plays a disciplined brand of basketball. Despite how frenetic they look, they're always surprisingly in control.
Brown to inbound, gets it to Nichols. And Nichols hands back. No, Nichols drive and pull up from the baseline, hits the two. 16-5, an 11-point Cardinal lead on a scoring run here. Zach Keys deep to Harris for three from the right wing, off the heel. Rebound, Malik Jackson finds Keys in the lane. He floats it and scores it. Cardinals Keys right back up the floor. There's Nichols with the layup. The Cardinals attack off every made basket.
I was going to say, Keys has five of Vandercook's 7 points. And a big foul there.
Heed goes down low to Hargett. He goes up strong and looks like Torty knocked it away and maybe some body contact on Kellen Brown, but we'll see what the call. Yeah, the call goes against Brown. That's the right call.
And that's going to be his first, team's first.
Hargett at the free throw line. And the shot rattles out.
And we'll see one of the best names in the game, Rayfield Johnson, checking in for Michigan Center, along with Abel Compton, who will get some valuable minutes here, as Austin Hinkle is not in the lineup for Michigan Center tonight.
Rayfield? I don't know if I've ever met a Rayfield other than Rayfield Johnson. Hargett hits the second free throw, 18-8, Cardinal lead at 10. Full court pressure from the Jayhawks. Rayfield Johnson goes over to Torty. Torty back up to Kylan. Kylan take it over the midline. And we'll get a bump from Harris.
And that's going to be his first, team's fifth. And that's what that secondary break does to opponents of Michigan Center, is it forces them into bad decisions and quick fouls.
It's Torty into the corner for Williams. Back to Torty at the top. Kylan Brown feeds a high post. Now out to Rayfield Johnson. Johnson on a give and go, puts it up lefty and finishes. Johnson on the floor with his first two. Quickly up the floor, the Jayhawks. Little Michigan Center going to taste their own medicine. Chase Pierce scores it. 20-10, though. Cardinals with a 10-point advantage with a minute 36 to go in the first. And out of the full court pressure, unforced turnover by the Cardinals. Vandercook looking to make a little run here.
They needed to stay in this game, too.
Pierce the inbound from the sideline. Gets Harris. Dribbling left corner to Jackson. He'll drive baseline, jump stop, miss the finish again. Hargett battling for the rebound, saves it. It's intercepted by Torty. And get a little bit of contact, but no call. They're going to listen for a travel instead. And that's going to go against Abel Compton.
And Compton had his foot planted. Got a little bit of a bump, forced his plant foot to move, and instead of picking up, the foul, he gets the travel call.
And here come the Jayhawks again. Keys goes to Pierce. Thought about the three. Now he'll dribble to the top and hands to Malik Jackson. He's going to drive, kick out to Pierce. Pierce will take the three, and that's good. Nothing but net. Big shot for Pierce, and all of a sudden the lead is only 7, and now we got full court pressure again. Had McKenzie trapped. Nice job to keep his dribble and pass out of that. Cardinals over the midline now. Near steal there by Jackson. McKenzie there to save it into the corner. Open look for Torty. Triple. Yes. 23-13. Under a minute now to go first quarter. Zach Keys brings it up to the Jayhawks. Looking for a screen from Hargett. And he'll pull up the jumper. Long deuce. Zach Keys hit. Keys is shooting the lights. I think he missed one early, but is 3-for-3 on his last three attempts.
He now has 7 points.
Cardinals turn it over again. Pierce with the loose ball. Now he'll step up and hit the J from the elbow.
And Pierce now with 7 as well.
Lead just 6, 23-17. And a near steal by Pierce. He's going to get called for a foul on the interception there. A little too much body contact. 10.3 on our first quarter clock, 23-17, Cardinal lead. Brian Williams, Austin McKenzie, Andrew Torti, Abel Compton, and Rayfield Johnson on the court for the Cardinals.
They're going to whistle Pierce for the foul on that play. His first, team sixth.
McKenzie pull up triple left rim, rebounded Pierce, and he'll fling. Didn't have enough on it. First quarter, buzzer sounds, 23-17. Our score. We'll take a one-minute break and come back. Cardinals and Vandercook Lake on WKHL.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes on the clock. LJ Harris accepts the inbound pass. Target deep left wing, dribbles toward the middle. Now back to the left. Kick out to Pierce. Pierce back to Harris. Harris on that left wing. Now he'll get into the paint. And looks like he cleared out with his off arm. Offensive foul against the Jayhawks. That's the team's sixth foul. I'll make it seven.
Yeah, that one's on LJ Harris, his second.
But on the offensive arm, they won't shoot free throws. It's Austin McKenzie breaking the press. He's going to go all the way to the backboard and lay it up left-handed. Cardinals get it started here in the second quarter. Chase Pierce back up the floor. He made a couple big shots late in that one. That first period. Now a steal, and Nichols gets another streaking McKenzie. He's going up lefty. This time left it short. Rebounded Jake Nichols, trailing the play. Hands off to Kevin Brown, who will drive it and finger rolls it over the rim.
Real elementary layup there, and he made it look pretty.
Here comes Malik Jackson for the Jayhawks. And this time he gets deep and scores it. 8-point Cardinal advantage, 27-19. Just underway here in the second quarter. Jake Nichols in your right corner. Out to Kylan Brown. Down low to Abel Compton. Nice jump hook move. Didn't make it, but got the rebound, and the putback is good. Calling a play for Abel Compton here. Michigan Center, 29-19. Lead back to 10. Drive Chase Pierce baseline. Now kick out to an open Keys. Looks down to Hargett in the low block. He had a tough time down low. Got the shot up somehow. Missed it. And the Cardinals back the other way.
Still no earthly idea how he got that shot off.
Yeah, it looked like he just kind of... It looked like it came out of his belt. On the other end, Kylan Brown on a drive. He missed it. Abel Compton on the rebound, and he'll get fouled. And with 18 fouls now for the Jayhawks, that's going to be a 1-1 for Compton.
And that'll be Colin Cheney checking into the game for
Vandercook. Did the officials just whiff on that, or was it not a foul? It must have called him out of bounds.
Guess that was a jump, I believe.
Oh, okay. Tie up.
That should have been possession to Vandercook, but okay.
Beating down to Abel Compton on the low block, and he's off to a good start here, second quarter with four. 31-19, Cardinals up by 12. Keys kicks out to Malik Jackson. He'll drive to the elbow. Nice kick out. There's an open look for Keys. Rattles around, comes off Pierce with the offensive rebound, but knocked away, and that'll be last touch Jayhawk. Cardinal ball.
And
no, Jayhawks
called.
Keys will inbound.
Okay. They signaled Michigan Center ball, but
that's what I saw.
Okay.
Into Pierce, pump fake, and drives into the elbow. Knocked away, stolen. Pelham with the loose ball to the Kylan Brown. Brown under control up to the left corner. Drops it off for Nichols, cutting through the baseline. Now back out to Brown. Dang, that set up Abel Compton down on that low block again. He's been tough to stop down there. McKenzie on the drive, double clutch lefty, no good. Compton near rebound. Pelham comes up with the loose ball, and he puts it up. off a high glass and score it. Michigan Center lead out to 14 now. 5:21 to go in the first half. Deck Keys with the ball at the top of the key, working against Colin Brown. Gets to the free throw line, drops it off. Newly into the game, Colin Chaney.
That's going to be, they had signaled Vandercook ball. Now they're signaling center ball. Now it's, I don't know. They are going to give it to Vandercook.
That's what that official's pointing to. Yeah, it looked like it was a deflection by Brown, and then it went through Chaney's legs but didn't hit him. So it's going to be Jayhawk ball. Timeout on the floor. Mention right now, our next broadcast, we get a long break here, Jason. We're back in action on the 17th of February, Western at Lumen Christi. So we'll get to see the Panthers and the Titans lock it up again. Fun matchup to watch.
Excellent matchup to watch.
Gary Cox Fieldhouse, again, that's February 17th. Mark your calendars or set your reminder on your phone, whatever you do, so you don't miss the broadcast. 5:14 to go here, first half. Cardinals with a 33-19 advantage.
Have the entire schedule hanging in your office like I do, so I don't miss a broadcast.
Yeah, that'd be weird if you did.
Yeah, that would be a little awkward. Brett Haynes has made his way back out to the Cardinal bench.
No word on his availability yet. He's trying to let the staff know he's ready to go. Abel Constant had a nice few minutes. He's back on the bench. Nichols, Williams, Pelham, Brown, and McKenzie in there.
Stolen.
Nice steal. Connor Pelham up the right sideline. Now he cuts to the basket. Goes up into the air. And what do we call that? Offensive foul against Pelham.
That'll be Connor Pelham's first. Just the team's second.
That was one of those where he drove right into the guy. It would have been nice if he bit stop and pop from about 12 feet. Nice little bank shot, Tim Duncan style. Zach Keys takes the three on the other end for the Jayhawks. Rebounded by Hargett. You know he's going to take it up strong. He hits that one, and he's got a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. He'll go to the stripe. Foul's going to go against, is that Pelham?
Yeah, he's going to go on Kylan Brown.
Two for him in the first half, 4:51 to go on the clock. 33-21.
And Brett Haynes is going to check back into the game, so I guess that answers the question on availability.
As Hargett hits the free throw. Haynes back on the floor, replacing Kylan Brown. Vandercook Lake defense sets up. They've been going man-to-man all night. Zach Keys, L.J. Harris, Drew Hargett, Malik Jackson, and Chase Pierce. And here comes Haynes. Drive and kick out to Williams. Now he'll dribble across the top to McKenzie. He's in, and a baseline drive by Haynes, and it looks like he stepped on the sideline. The end line, excuse me. Turnover for the Cardinals with an 11-point lead, 33-22. Jayhawk ball. Zach Keys on the point.
Not seeing a whole lot of ill effects there out of Haynes.
Keys at the left wing now across to Chase Pierce. Open look for three. He's had a good stroke so far tonight. Missed that one, and it will deflect out of bounds. Michigan center ball. Williams into Haynes. Haynes will bring it up the floor. They're going to pick him up about half court. Zach Keys, the defender, dribbles up to the right wing. Gets the screen from Pelham. Doesn't use it. Goes instead in the corner for Jake Nichols. McKenzie sets up in the left corner. He's stuck. Passes out to Pelham. Pelham will hand to Haynes. Good defense here by the Jayhawks. Not a lot of room here for the Cardinals. Haynes will look to drive to the elbow. Hands to Pelham. He'll make a move down. And nice finish by Connor Pelham with the left hand. Got himself down to the rim. And on the run out, there goes that Vandercook Lake secondary break, but knocked away by Brett Haynes. Sideline Chase Pearson to Malik Jackson. Gets a drive and loses the ball on the way in. Gets it back out to Pierce for the open look for three. And he hits it.
Second three-pointer of the night for Chase Pierce.
Lead back down to 10 for the Jayhawks, or for the Cardinals, excuse me. The Jayhawks making a run. And we're going to travel whistle against Brett Haynes on the takeoff.
Got to watch that first step.
The officials are sure watching that first step tonight. 3.5 on her first half clock. 35-25 Cardinal lead. Harris gets into the paint. Double clutch with the left hand. Missed it. Rebound tapped long. Reeled in by Keys. Now Pierce looking to take a triple. Missed. And on the low block, Haynes had the rebound, but it's knocked away by Jackson. And bonus time will send Brett Haynes to the stripe for a 1-on-1.
And that foul's going to go on Malik Jackson. His first team's eighth.
Eight fouls on the Jayhawks, just three against the Cardinals in the first half so far. And he missed the first end of the 1-on-1. Rebounded by Pelham out to hit Williams for a long triple, and he knocks it down. Cardinal lead back out to 13. Zach Keys brings it up for the Jayhawks. Dribbling across the outside. Hands to Harris. Harris to the opposite wing. Pierce finds Keys cutting through the baseline. Keys skip pass over to Harris. Can't handle it. Goes out of bounds. And that'll be Michigan center ball.
Andrew Torty going to check into the game for Michigan center. He'll replace Brian Williams.
Full court pressure here by the Jayhawks, looking to trap Haynes, and nearly turned it over. Torty comes up with it up to McKenzie. Cardinals on the attack. Pelham goes baseline, and easy bucket for him. Lead back now 15 for the Cardinals, 40-25 with 2:42 to go in the half. Keys at the top to Harris in the right wing. Looking to feed Hargan to the post. Nothing there. Out to Malik Jackson. Looks to attack. He loses the dribble. Gets it back. Now he'll attack. Jump stop. Off the backboard. No good. Gets his own rebound. Putback is good. Very active in there, Malik Jackson. Not shooting well tonight, but still tough to stop. And if he starts making those bunnies.
And there's that Tim Duncan-esque.
That's exactly the shot I was calling for. This time it is Jake Nichols who hits for the Cardinals. Harris step back three. Rainbow Joe Dumars style. Nothing but net. Cardinals looking to break the press. Get it up to McKenzie. Nice spin.
Good
nice feed to Pelham. Reverse layup, and he'll hit that. 44-30. Malik Jackson ahead of everyone. Pass just out of reach. Turnover for the Jayhawks again, but they have, just like the Cardinals, the Jayhawks look to attack right after any made basket.
Abel Compton checking in for Connor Pelham. Having himself a big first half.
Minute 49 to go, 44-30. Cardinals in the lead.
15 first half points for Connor Pelham.
McKenzie drives, kick. Torty pulls it back up to the top where McKenzie's ready. Now he attacks all the way in. Scoop, score it, and get the foul. Drew Hargett commits the harm. Send McKenzie to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. The way they used to do it when they didn't have a three-point arc.
Back when you played.
Touché, sir.
I shouldn't say that because I'm only like
3 years
not a
lot older
than you.
That's all right. I said something mean about you before you got here tonight.
Oh, okay.
To some of the staff. So.
Oh, well, I mean, it's nothing they didn't already know. I used to teach here, so.
Minute 31 to go in the first half. McKenzie looking to complete the three-point play with a charity stripe shot. Missed it. Rebounded Harris. Jayhawks back up the floor. Trailing by 16 here at Michigan Center High School. Harris finds Keys, and he'll dribble into the free throw line. Drops off to Jackson on the baseline. Patient on the shot, but still missed it. Abel Compton there on the defense. And the rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch, Jayhawks. Inbound. Brett Haynes over to Nichols. Cross court to McKenzie, breaking the full court pressure. Haynes dribbles up to the left wing, now inside the arc. Kick out to Nichols. Near steal by Jackson. Comes up with the loose ball out of bounds, though. It'll stay Cardinal ball with 1:04 to go. Nichols into Haynes. Dribbling against Keys. Gets a screen. Now to Nichols. Thought about a three. Looking down in the low block for Compton. And last touch, Weber. And that'll stay Cardinal ball. Darren Weber back into the game. Came in early first quarter. Got two quick fouls and they had to go right back to the bench.
Rayfield Johnson checking in for Brett Haynes.
Inbound from the baseline. McKenzie into Torty. Torty will dribble to the top. Now back to the left wing. Looking to give it up to somebody. Nobody open. Now he'll hand it to McKenzie. Reset near the mid-circle. Clearing it out with 41 seconds. Crossover on Harris. And now he'll kick out Torty. Pump fake the three. Drive. Drops it off. Great give and go to Abel Compton, having himself a nice game. The Michigan Center big man getting into the scoring column tonight. Harris right back on the attack for the Jayhawks. Gets in deep. Missed the scoop. And Johnson comes up with the loose ball on the rebound. McKenzie dribbles it up for the Cardinals. On the dribble drive. Oh, what a big pass!
Everybody.
And a finger roll. 20-point Cardinal advantage, 50-30. Final 7 seconds. Darren Weber open for three. Airballed it. And that's going to go out of bounds. Beautiful moves tonight from Kylan Brown and Austin McKenzie. 1.8 on the clock. McKenzie will give to Nichols to fling.
Nice baseball toss.
Hits the padding on the end of the floor there. 50-30, though, is our halftime score as the Cardinals.
Good form normally, on the shot put.
Normally an attack from the outside kind of drive and dish team, but tonight it's been, let's feed the big men down low. Abel Compton having a nice night. Connor Pelham with 15 first half points. We'll check out the complete scoring rundown. Set things up for the second half after a 3-minute break here on the halftime. Again, Cardinals lead 50-30 over the Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks from the Ray Haynes Gymnasium on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and we're online around the world at WKHM.com.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Why is it important that Auto Owners Insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right!
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicky Topa, or Carmela Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving, and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid. A positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness. Be a part of the greatness. Be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
50-30, the Michigan Center Cardinals all over the Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks. And it looked like couple times the Jayhawks might cut into the lead, get it down to 10, and the Michigan Center make a little run. The Jayhawks make a little run back, and the Cardinals got the last one in there, though, to end the half. Made it 50-30, and Michigan Center impressive getting it down to their big men. And matter of fact, I think at one point, Jason, you may have recommended that the way to beat Michigan Center might be to try and make the big men beat you. Well, we're seeing that plan doesn't really work.
Yeah, that was my plan with assistant coach Brian Haynes. He said, how would you beat us? And I said, I'd force you to get the ball down low and make big men beat me. And even without one of their big men with Austin Hinkle out of the lineup tonight, guess what? The big men are beating Vandercook. Even with Vandercook having plenty of size, just Connor Pelham has been a monster, as he usually is on the rebounding, but also has been filling up the score sheet.
So who's what are our numbers? Where are they at?
Well, let's start with the Vandercook Jayhawks, who trail in this one 50-30. Chase Pierce leads the team with 10 points. Zach Keys with 7. Malik Jackson has been struggling down low, but that hasn't hampered his desire to get down there. He has 6. Drew Hargett has 4. L.J. Harris hit a nice step back 3 late in the first half to make this a 30-point output for the Jayhawks. On the flip side of that, for Travis Gaddy's Michigan Center Cardinals, as we mentioned, Connor Pelham leads all scorers with 15. Right behind him, Austin McKenzie with 9. Kylan Brown checking in with 8 points. Jake Nichols with 6. And then you had some solid bench scoring from Abel Compton with 4. Brian Williams with 3. Rayfield Johnson and Andrew Torti each checking in with 2.
Yeah, Scott Koziel stopping by with some popcorn. I already ate a whole bag of caramel corn in the pregame. We got normal 2 hours. Appreciate him and the Michigan Center Cardinals, part of our sponsorship team tonight.
Always do right by us. Oh, this is fresh, too. The bag is still warm. Oh, he knows how to treat us right.
Yeah, again, Michigan Center continues to be balanced in scoring, and we can't quite put a label on, you know, what's going to stop them or how do you stop them. They're on pace for 100 points tonight. I don't know that they'll get there, but I think Vandercook's still got a run in them. I think they're gonna get this a little bit closer than that. They're going to come out quick, I'm predicting.
Yeah, and the hard part for Vandercook is going to be, okay, we have to make a halftime adjustment, which is stop the big men from scoring, but that's not even Michigan Center's deadliest weapon, I guess you could say. They're outside shooting, so if you take away the low block and force them to go outside, they've got plenty of opportunity and all of these guys with plenty of range to get the job done for us.
Yeah. So with a little bit of time left here in the halftime, we'll take another 3-minute break. We'll come back and get you into second half action. Cardinals lead the Jayhawks 50-30 on WKHM and WKHM.com.
A wise man once said that whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com, your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid, a positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness, be a part of the greatness, be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street, in the old Jacobson store for the home.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, again just moments away from second half action. Cardinals lead the Jayhawks at the half 50-30. A little foreigner over the PA system here in the gym.
Toto.
Toto. It's Toto?
It is Toto.
How did I not know that?
I don't know, Google saved the day.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah. Man, how did we survive without Google? Oh, my goodness.
Right, we had to know stuff.
Man, that's terrible.
Didn't the lead singer Toto just pass away? One of the band members just passed away. That's unfortunate.
I do not keep up with Toto affairs. I apologize.
Jason.
The things we talk about on the breaks. Man.
I swear to God, I'm going to have to, like, buy that song or something.
I may have to rock it on
Hold
Spotify.
Hold the line. Yeah, you're right. Well done, Jason.
Thank you, sir.
Second half back in action, 7:52 on the clock. Near steal by Kylan Brown. Jayhawks with the ball. Harris working against McKenzie into the paint. Kick out. Pierce steps back for three, and he hits it. He had 10 in the first half. He started the second half off with three. And there's the Jayhawks cutting into that 20-point lead quickly. Full court pressure. Throw it over the midline to McKenzie, standing by himself. Into the corner, Brett Haynes. Dribble drive now back out to McKenzie. Jake Nichols looking to drive, get his offense started. Spin move, tough finish off the glass. Nice move, Nichols, and he hustles back on the defense. And the Jayhawks don't give you any time to rest. There's a steal by McKenzie, steps in the passing lane. He'll take it up the floor, looking to finish. Pierce got him on the arm. That's going to be two free throws for Austin.
Nothing you could do on that. Just a good hustle play. Chase Pierce going to pick up his second foul on the night. Team's first in the half, and that will send McKenzie to the line for two.
Both teams with their starting lineups on the floor to start the second half. McKenzie at the stripe, and the first one's good. The Cardinals quickly stretch the lead back out to 20, can make it 21. And Kenzie hits. Jackson quickly inbounds. Zach Keys up the floor for the Jayhawks.
Trying to make that secondary break work, but center just too quick.
Greener roll to Hargett. Got it into the paint, and then he went to drop it off to Pierce. Hargett was deep. I don't know why he just didn't go up with that, but he does draw a whistle.
And that's going to be on Kylan Brown, his third, team's first for Michigan Center. Michigan Center committed three fouls in the first half, two of them. By Kylan Brown.
Zach Keys dribble drive, floater off the backboard, missed. Rebound battle. Tapped out of bounds, last touch, Michigan Center. Drew Hargett in on the play. Quietly having himself a nice game. Into LJ Harris outside the arc. He'll float it from the elbow, missed. And that's grabbed by McKenzie, Michigan Center back on the attack. McKenzie over the center line. Going all the way to the bucket. Reverse layup. Missed. Rebound tip. Connor Pelham keeps his hot streak alive here. 17 points of the game for him. First points of the second half. Steal by the Cardinals. And.
Oh,
so bullet
for my
pass.
Popcorn.
Bullet pass to Jason Smith. Knocked down the entire bag of caramel corn. We're going to have to get the janitorial crew over here. Siraki tried to get the save. He's our security over here.
At least they didn't take out my beverage.
He was blocked by the security tape.
Man.
Malik Jackson on the opposite end for the Jayhawks, and that one's missed, but he gets the rebound out to Harris for three. Missed it. Rebounded this time by Haynes.
I refuse to call another second of this game until I get more caramel corn.
Ooh. Feed down to the low block. Kenner Pelham, he takes it up, and they're going to call for an offensive foul on the play.
Yeah, that's going to be a whistle on Connor Pelham. Man, they even knocked down my score sheet and everything, man.
That was a bullet pass, man.
Yeah, it was. It literally took everything everywhere over here.
Jayhawks on the attack now. It's Pierce from the wing down to Hargett in the low block. He'll feed it back out to Keys.
And that foul is Pelham's second, team second. Stolen away.
There's Connor Pelham playing the passing lane. 56-33. The score. Callan Brown brings it up to the Cardinals. It'll set up near the top of the key. Now into the free throw line area. Out to Pelham for an open triple. Off the front rim. Haynes on the rebound attempt. I don't know. He had them springs like that. Haynes got up there above the rim. Jayhawks get the rebound. Now Keys will drive. Looking to feed that low block with Hargett. Stolen by the Cardinals. Haynes trying to find some open space into the corner for Nichols. Nichols will dribble out of there. Across the middle. Now gives to Pelham. He gets into the low block and finds some space and finish it. Connor Pelham.
He's got 19 now.
5:02 to go here. Third quarter. Deep three for Keys. Off the glass. Missed it. Long rebound tapped by Jackson. Pulled down by Brown. Up the floor to Pelham ahead of everybody. Finishes with the left hand and he's got 21. Harris now coming up the right sideline for the Jayhawks. Sets up near the three-point arc. Out to Keys, feeding that high post to Hargett. He'll work his way down low. Lefty jump hook missed, and Pelham will pull down the rebound. Kylan Brown now on the dribble. Working against LJ Harris. Showing off the handles. Now on the attack. Out to Nichols. Open look for three. And he left it short. Rebounded by Pierce. Pierce drives it into the lane, all the way to the bucket, off the glass, and one. It's going to go against Brett Haynes.
That's going to be Haynes' first, team's fourth.
Haynes still walking a little gingerly out there. I don't know if he's still feeling some pain from landing on his tailbone earlier in the game.
Kylan Brown checking out.
We get Brian Williams on the floor, a little extra height for the Cardinals. Big lineup out there for Michigan Center. McKenzie to Nichols. Nichols steps inside the arc, pull up deuce, rattles out. And rebound tap, last touch, Darren Weber. No.
They're going to call that
Connor Pelham. Here comes that Keys and the Jayhawks at 4:04 on our third quarter clock. Keys off the dribble, pull up two. And he knocks it down.
A little bit of breaking news. I still have a third of my caramel corn that's still edible, so I guess I'm kind of happy about that.
I don't know. I'd eat the stuff that's on the table still.
Well, yeah, that was on the table,
except
too.
Maybe that one I just touched.
That's all right.
There goes Haynes for three off the back of the rim. Long rebound. Pierce catches it on the run. Drops it off to Malik Jackson. And there's Austin McKenzie chasing down. Hustle play. Knocked away and in a battle for the loose ball. Going to go out of bounds. That'll be Chase Pierce, last touch. Michigan Center Rock.
I'm the one with the cold, so as long as I don't eat any of your caramel corn.
Yeah, we'll stay out of my regular popcorn now.
I might just dive in there.
Did you just get PTSD from that pass that was coming our way again?
No, I didn't even flinch.
Three-point look for Williams. Missed. Long rebound in the run out. Keys got it for a moment. Then here comes Austin McKenzie out of nowhere to take it away.
And
he lost the ball. He was for travel. Looking to feed another bullet pass down to the low block, and he lost the handle for a moment.
I wonder if I can signal Coach Gaddy to maneuver his offense to the other side of the floor for a little bit.
Here comes LJ Harris. Malik Jackson, deep left wing, gets a screen from Weber, works his way into the paint. Floats it, partially blocked, looks like by Connor Pelham. And he comes away with the rebound as well. Brett Haynes up the floor for the Cardinals. Now to McKenzie into the corner. Open look for three. That's Nichols, and that rattles in and out. Keys comes with the loose ball for the Jayhawks. Knocked away from behind. There's Williams. Nobody up the floor. Nichols will finish that one. 2.5 to go third quarter. 62-37, Cardinal advantage. Keys pull up three. And in and out, halfway down before it pops out, rebounded by Williams, and Haynes looking up the floor for the Cardinals. Gets to Nichols. McKenzie pump fakes for the three, drives baseline. Cross floor into the corner for Williams, and he hits the three. Pretty pass by McKenzie.
Now 6 points for Brian Williams off the bench.
Harris quick pull up three for the Jayhawks. Long rebound to Keys, pump fakes, and dribbles back out behind the arc. Chase Pierce will pull up from the top, and that one comes out. Rebound Williams for the Cardinals. Loses the dribble for a moment, gets it back. Now to Haynes. Haynes coming up the floor right up the middle. Drops it off to Pelham. Beautiful pass. Nice block by Weber. Pelham gets the loose ball back and finishes it. Darren Weber on the defense there for the Jayhawks. He inbounds to Keys. Zach, dribble drive on Haynes. Pull up two. Missed that 12-footer. Gets his own rebound. Feeds Pierce from the elbow. Lefty floater, no good. Weber put back, no good. Rebounded finally by Nichols for the Cardinals. He'll trigger the break. How did Pelham get ahead of everyone? Missed the lefty layup. The bunny. Rebounded Harris and the Jayhawks. 1:23 in our third quarter clock. 67-37.
Pelham a little slow to get up, but he'll make the steal.
Gets up to McKenzie. McKenzie all the way to the bucket. Missed it. Foul by Nichols is good.
Good job by Jake Nichols to stay with that play.
69-37 with a minute five. Weber got it at the deep left wing from Jayhawks and passed it out to Chase Pierce. Pierce over to Lake Jackson. Jackson on the drive. Pass back out to Harris. Pull up triple. Back rim, bounce around, and falls in. Three-pointer for Harris, and we get a timeout from the Jayhawks bench. And waiting for the signal, full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break. 69-40, Cardinals lead with 46 seconds to go third quarter on WKHM.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 46 seconds to go in our third quarter clock. Cardinals lead 69-40. Jayhawks got off to a good start for the quarter, but it's been Cardinals all the way here in the final minute or so. Connor Pelham, Jake Nichols, putting up the bulk of the points here in the second half. 29-point Cardinal lead. They have the ball inbound. Rayfield Johnson to to Torty. Nearly stolen by Harris. That'll go back out of bounds. Cardinals getting full court pressure here from the Jayhawks. 8 o'clock on WKHM, WKHM.com. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Rayfield Johnson over midcourt to the right wing, working against Target. Into the corner for Williams. Williams will get out to McKenzie. Steps inside the arc down the baseline, under the basket to the other side, and will hand off to Johnson. Johnson back to McKenzie to reset. McKenzie takes a look up at the clock. Now the Cardinals will hold for one with 20 seconds. Zach Keys comes out to pick up McKenzie. Drive up the middle. McKenzie, double clutch, tough shot with the left hand. Rolls off the front rim, rebounded by Torty. Now Johnson will drive, kicks out to McKenzie. Nice job to reel that one in.
I was ready.
Open look for Williams. Missed the triple. Rebound, Darren Weber, and that'll run out our third quarter clock. 69-40 is where we'll sit until the fourth quarter. 1 minute break here on WKHM. We're back with the final period.
In honor of Shape Up Jackson, the Jackson YMCA is offering half-off join fees through March 31st. All membership classes are included. Come meet your neighbors and YMCA trainers in the Shape Up Jackson competition and share in free fitness classes. Complete access and benefits at both locations, including free child watch. Join in the Shape Up Jackson celebration and receive half-off join fees through March 31st. Visit the Downtown or Summit YMCA today for the Shape Up experience.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering. Get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Royal Jason Smith, Jason surveying the fallout from the bullet pass that knocked over his bag of caramel corn.
I am Instagramming the carnage.
We've said so many nice things about the Cardinals' caramel corn. I know how you feel.
It's a sad evening.
I ate a whole bag, and I'm sorry to see that you won't be able to. LJ Harris has the ball for the Jayhawks. 7:41 on our game clock. Vander Cook. Weave in on the perimeter. Now a nice feed to a cutting Drew Hargett. He gets it down low and finishes it.
Now six for Hargett. Kylan Brown, don't blink. Andrew Torti lost the handle.
Hargett can't quite reel in the rebound. Last touch. Cardinals still. They make that Jayhawk ball. I thought they went right off of Hargett's hand.
I also did.
Harris brings it up now for the Jayhawks. Mythic Bird. Harris will hand off to Zach Keys. He's dribbling across the top to Pierce. Pierce finds his way to the top to Keys. Thought about pulling up a triple. Gets to Zach Keys instead, left wing. Crossover into the paint. Now kick out to Malik Jackson. Jackson will drive. And gets in between two defenders. Jump hook. Nice bucket for the Jayhawks. Kylan Brown. Nobody picks him up. Feeds it around to Abel Compton. Compton missed the shot. Rebounded by Pearson. He's out ahead of everyone. On the run, Kylan Brown from behind. Casually takes that one away.
He made that look easy.
Kind of how he works. All the way to the bucket. Brown missed the lefty. Rebound Compton. He missed the putback. Rebounded by Zach Keys for the Jayhawks. Looking up the floor, nothing there. He'll dribble to the middle. And now drops it off for Harris. NBA range. Missed it. Rebounded Compton, and the Cardinals back on the attack.
You got to love that,
hands off Brown.
That high arc from L.J. Harris.
Rayfield Johnson across the top over to Brian Williams. Williams will get into the elbow. Takes a step in. Lefty jump hook missed. Brown rebound put back no good. Compton comes away with a loose ball. Cardinals get another shot at it. Reset with Rayfield Johnson. Now he drops it off to Kylan Brown. Brown crossover dribble into the lane. Floats it off the backboard. No good. Put back, though. Does go. Nice job to follow the shot for Kylan Brown. 5:42 to go, 71-44, Cardinal lead. LJ Harris crossover will give it off to Malik Johnson. Jackson will dribble in. Out to Hargett. Not comfortable there, but he'll drive baseline. Great feed to Zach Keys. Missed the floater. Rebound Torti. Cardinals come back the other way. Kylan Brown almost loses it. Gets it back and takes it to the rack. Missed it. Abel Compton's put back no good. Second attempt. No good, but he draws a whistle that time. That'll send Abel Compton to the arc. To the stripe. Shooting two.
And that foul goes on. Chase Price, his third, team second.
Only five fouls in the second half of this one so far. 5:18 on the game clock. 71-44 Cardinal lead.
You know, I look over at your uneaten popcorn, and I want to dump it all over the floor just out of spite. But it's so delicious, I can't bring myself to do that.
Don't do it.
Massive substitutions here for Vander Cook. As we will see a lot of new faces checking into the game. Jake Foster gets his first minutes. Colin Chaney checking into the game. Darren Weber. Noah Moulton. And we will also see Kyler Riske for the first time.
Compton splits the pair, 72-44.
Noah Moulton. Bringing it up for Vander Cook, lost his footing, and he'll get whistled for the travel.
Smile over at the bench. What happened?
I don't know. He just kind of
even
over the shoelace.
Look at the officials are looking. Is there something on the floor here? I don't know. I can't.
They tripped over the car. That's what they get for bullet passing right into my face.
That was a Cardinal. That was.
Oh, yeah. Either way.
I don't say that was Austin McKenzie. I'm uncertain.
I don't know.
We'll have to do the replay here. Down to Connor Pelham, back into the game. Out to McKenzie, open look for three. Off front rim, Connor Pelham on the rebound and has it knocked away, and the Jayhawks will come out of the scrum with it. Kyler Risky. Risky over to Weber. Weber will go onto the deck now, an open look there. Pump fake and a drive, spin move, kick out to Weber. That was Moulton again. No, I'm sorry, Jake Foster. Down low, Chaney with the putback attempt, no good. Second attempt, does go. Colin Chaney with the deuce.
His first points of the night. Limited action for the Jayhawks.
Oh. Nichols outside of the arc. Over to Tord. He had an open look for three. Instead goes out of the low block and Connor Pelham. Pelham to Abel Compton. Tough shot. Missed it. Down to the deck. A rebound attempt.
And Captain,
jump ball.
We're going to see the man with the nickname. It's Joey Buckets checking into the game. Joe Edwards coming in for Michigan Center along with Hunter Horsch. He'll be joined by Rayfield Johnson, Andrew Tordy, and Abel Compton for the Cardinals.
Horsch is a guy I really like off the bench. He just, you know, he gets stuck behind Austin McKenzie, Kylan Brown, Andrew Tordy, but he's got some handles, good shooter. You know, just having to come off the bench behind those guys who are just a little bit better players. But Horsch at the top of the key gives to Tordy. Skip pass to Joey Buckets for three. Off the heel, long rebound in a battle. We get a whistle against the Cardinals. I'm blaming you for that one, Jason. We're getting in trouble now for Jason spilling popcorn. Jayhawks got the ball. 3:45 on our game clock. From the wing, feeding down to Weber in the low block. He'll get it out. There's an open look for three. Missed everything on the shot. Good look for Jake Foster.
Just talked to the AD at Michigan Center. He's going to have Andrew Tordy come over here with a broom after the game and clean up that mess.
Yeah. What? Oh, was it Tordy who fired the ball?
I believe it was.
All right. We'll give him the credit or the blame, with however you want to state it. Kylan Brown should have caught the pass. That's really where the fault lies.
Yeah. Somebody should have. My caramel corn is not the ideal man you want on the arc.
I think they should make you eat it. That's what I think.
You know, they do a really good job of keeping the floor nice.
It's not bad. Like, there are worse places you could have to eat popcorn.
This is very true.
There's another three going up. Missed that attempt from Kyler Risky. Jayhawks offensive rebound. And there's a dribble that's going to go off a defender's foot. Jake Foster.
And that foul is going to go on Abel Compton. That's going to be his first of the night. Fourth team foul for Michigan Center.
Jayhawk inbound into the corner for Risky. Now down to Weber baseline. Back move, spin, fade. Miss it. Rebound goes to the Jayhawks. There's your put back for Kyler Risky. 2 points. 2:43 on the clock, 72:50. Horsch to Joe Edwards to the high post, Abel Compton. Double teamed, he'll kick out to Horsch. Step up, 3-point attempt. Horsch missed it. Rebound Compton, put back, and no good. Chaney comes out with a rebound out ahead of everyone on the break. And there's your layup attempt, missed. That was Noah Moulton. Cardinals back the other way. There's an open look for three. Tordy missed. Rebound. Joe Edwards comes out with it. And Horsch will reset for the Cardinals. Now 2:05 on the game clock. Just drop it down to Rayfield Johnson. Johnson will kick back out to Edwards. Edwards to the top and Horsch. Horsch opposite wing. Tordy's three off the back rim. Rebound battle. Drops to Compton. He goes up strong. Blocked by Weber, but there's a body contact, and that's going to send Abel Compton to the line for a pair. Just 7 second half fouls.
And that went on Darren Weber, his third, team's third.
And Compton's first free throw is in and out. still a nice game for Abel. Tonight, playing big minutes. Austin Hinkle unavailable tonight, so Compton stepped into that role and filled it adequately. He hits the second free throw, 73-50. And now we're going to whistle timeout from the Jayhawks bench. And let's take a 30-second break on the broadcast. 73-50 Cardinals over the Jayhawks with a minute 46 to go on WKHM.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible a problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
1:46 to go on this one. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. We're live online around the world, WKHM.com. I think we still have one pair of Pistons tickets. Any last-minute shopper want to get in there and win a pair of Pistons tickets for the Friday game with the Spurs? I think we got one extra pair. So if you just go comment on our pregame Facebook video, we'll set you up with those. Penny Bachman grabbed herself a second pair of tickets. Looks like she's going to have a four-person group for that tilt. Weber kicks out for the Jayhawks, gets it back behind the arc. Going against Andrew Torrey, a little bit of a size matchup. Advantage for Weber. And he's going to whistle for an extra step there on the pivot. Cardinal ball, Rayfield Johnson, Hunter Horse, Joey Buckets, Andrew Torty, and Abel Compton. Compton from the high post off to Edwards. Edwards to the top of Horse. Nice feed down low to Compton. A nice finish by the big man.
What an advantage it is for Michigan Center to have two excellent guards like Horse and Joey Edwards. Not just coming off the bench, but getting late minutes.
There's a deep deuce by Chaney. Missed it. Gets all the way back. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. Strong finish, and he'll get to go to the stripe for an old-fashioned three-point play.
And that's going to go on Abel Compton, his second, team's fifth. And what, continuing the point on Horsch and Edwards, I mean, they play behind McKenzie, Brown, Andrew Torty, doing it all.
Probably can count Brett Haynes in that mix, too, for that
Absolutely.
Guard group that he's got to play behind. Horse will bring it up for the Cardinals.
It's a huge advantage come tournament time to have guys that deep in your bench who play that well.
Down low to Abel Compton again, and he goes up strong, missed it, gets his own rebound, and on the putback attempt, fouled again. Compton playing tough down there.
Compton not a guy who gets a lot of minutes for Michigan Center either, but as you mentioned with Austin Hinkle out tonight, he is played very, very well in the minutes that he has earned.
Good size. He goes about 6'3", 6'4". I'd say he's in that, you know, compared to Hinkle and even Pelham, Compton's probably their bulkiest big man.
Yeah.
Or a power guy down there that, as opposed to the finesse play of those two. Though Pelham plays as tough as anybody in the area. Here come the Jayhawks off the miss, 75-53 they trail. Kellen Chaney into the corner, Weber. Nice give and go. There's Chaney, but blocks. Rayfield Johnson blocks that one. 18.6 on the game clock, 75-53. Final seconds of this one. Coming here inbound from Kyler Risky. That's our banner. Calls it a night. Three-point shot goes up. No good from Jake Foster. Rebound, and the Cardinals will run it out here. 7-6, 5-4, 3-2, and 1. And there's your game buzzer. Michigan Center coming away with the win. 75-53 Cardinals. Using the big man down low to be the difference maker tonight against the Vanier Cook Lake Jayhawks. Cardinals will move to 14-0 overall on the season. That's their eighth conference win. And they sit atop the Cascades Conference with a one-game lead on the Pirates and a two-game lead on the Comets. Meanwhile, Vandercook Lake falls to 8-6 on the year and 3-5 in the Cascades Conference. We will take a two-minute break here on the postgame. We'll come back, let you know who our Subway player of the game is, and go over the scores, set things up for our next broadcast. Michigan Center wins tonight, 75-53 on WKHM.